and to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of grace. It's the gospel of truth. It's the gospel of life. Jesus said that he is the bread of life. He that believeth on him hath everlasting life. You got to eat of him. You got to be part of him. He's got to be part of you. You got to have a personal experience in grace whereby he becomes a part of you and you become a part of him. When you get saved, we're placed into the body of Christ. The Lord gets in our body through the form of the Holy Spirit. He gives us his spirit when we get saved. Any man without the spirit of Christ is none of his. But his spirit gets alive in us, and he puts us in his own body. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. And that body is the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head of the body, and thank God I'm a member of his body. Part of his flesh and part of his bones. We all don't have the same duty as far as in that body, just like our physical body. There's different members of this body. And even so, moreover, likewise, we're all members, we that are saved, of the Lord's body. And he uses his body how and whom, you know, he will. You know, he gives talents to whom he will. He gives gifts to whom he will. And it's all to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves, not to make a splash for ourselves. But it's all working and reaching forward for souls. That's what it's all about. And by the way, what this life is all about, this life is about being prepared to meet the bridegroom, being prepared to meet the Lord. We got to be prepared to meet the bridegroom. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and he's coming one day. Now, we don't know the day nor the hour, but we do know that he's coming. And the Bible talked about right here in Matthew chapter number 25. I want to read this and comment as the Lord brings things to my mind. I got a lot of good reading out of this, and Lord showed me some things that I've never really seen before, and they were enlightening, and I hope the Lord brings these things out today according to his blessed will. Whatever his will is, that's what I'm here to do. I'm not trying to come to look good or sound good. I'm here to try to help you, and we all need help. I need help, and my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. I will look unto the hills of which cometh my help. My help cometh to from the Lord. And he's the rock of Gibraltar. He's my rock. He's my refuge. And I lean on him. I'm leaning on his everlasting arms. And thank God the Lord wants us all to lean on him. The Lord wants the world to come to him. Come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Lord will give you peace. I mean, he will give you the well of living water, whereby you'll never thirst again for the things of the world. He'll give you that living bread, whereby you'll never hunger for the things of the world. You'll just hunger more after him. And the Lord's, he's sufficient. He feeds us. Thank God his grace is sufficient for us. Thank God our strength is made perfect in weakness. The Lord gives us his spiritual bread. And I tell you, most people are hungry today. Most people are thirsty today because they've not come to the bread of life. They've not come to the well of living water, the well of life. They're drinking out of the well of the world, the devil's well that just keeps them thirsty. And they're eating of the breads, the devil's bread. The Bible talked about the devil's got a table, but it's a trap. And he talked about there's polluted bread upon that altar there. And the devil, he's good at what he does. He gets people filled up with religion, but yet they've never really been filled up with the Holy Spirit as far as the bread of life. He's fed them a false a bed of goods, if you will, and religion can't get you to heaven, is what I'm trying to say. You can try to work your way to heaven, but you'll never get there. You can try to exercise the works of the law to get to heaven, but you'll never get to heaven by trying to exercise the works of the law. Now, I believe that we ought to exercise the works of the law, the things that are written within the law. We're supposed to establish those things, but we're beneath the law. We are lawbreakers from birth in my mother's womb. And your mother's womb, we were conceived in sin. And we cometh forth in this world, we're sinners. And we are beneath the law. And we can't do enough of the law to right the wrong that we're in. We must be forgiven. There must be a blood sacrifice to cleanse us from our sins. And Jesus is the only blood sacrifice. Jesus is the only way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. You can't find salvation by looking and calling on anybody else other than Jesus Christ. You can't I get to heaven by, like I said, working, the exercise of the works of the law. Good works can't save you, and bad works can't unsave you. We're saved by grace through faith, and that it is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. Be a wise person today. Don't be a foolish person. The Bible talked about right here in Matthew chapter 25, there were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And it's not talking about people's intellect. It was talking about whether or not you're prepared to meet the bridegroom. You're wise if you are prepared to meet the bridegroom. You're wise if you've heard the cry and you've made preparations to die. You've made preparations to meet the bridegroom, meaning that you've been born again. You've heard the gospel and you've responded to the gospel in a positive way. Now, it's sad because a lot of people have really not heard the gospel. They've heard some religious figure talking about the word of God, but he's not even saved. A lot of times, a lot of these churches, a lot of these preachers and pastors and evangelists, they're not even saved in this day and hour. And God have mercy, but God knows all about that. But God does have his children. God does have his preachers out there that's crying aloud and spare not. But there's very few and far and in between. But I tell you, you're in the hands of a just God. I'm glad to know that. But thank God the Lord saved me because I heard the gospel and I responded in a positive way. And thank God I've got the abundant life and it's just getting better and better. But most assured, I got the free gift of eternal life in my soul. I know where I'm going when I leave this world. And I tell you, I'm not, I don't claim to be wise, but in this very fact, I know that I am because I was prepared to meet the Lord. I've called on him with my broken heart and I repented of my sins. And thank God the Lord got alive in my heart. And now when he looks upon me, he looks upon me not as a virgin that was foolish, but a virgin that's clean by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and wise because thank God he saved me because I asked him to and I got prepared to meet the bridegroom. But let me read and I'll comment of what short time I have left. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, we need to stipulate here what this was simply talking about is the oil here. That's a representation of the Holy Spirit. And that's what lights up your soul. And the lamp here is your soul. Everybody's got a lamp, but everybody don't have the light of God in them. You see, you may be a living, breathing, walking person, and you have a soul. You have a lamp, but you have no oil in your lamp. You have no Holy Spirit in your soul is what that's talking about. And your vessel is your body. We all got a vessel. We all have a soul. And we all have a spirit. Man's a Trinity. Spirit, soul, and body. But it talked about right here, the vessel here is our body, and the lamp is our soul, and the oil is the oil of the Holy Spirit of God that lights up our soul when we get saved. And thank God I remember that time when the oil of life got alive in my heart. Thank God when I responded after I heard the gospel, I ran from it for a while. But thank God prayer caught up with me. And I tell you, you can be foolish and think that you got time. And these other 5 virgins, they were foolish because they thought they had time. They thought, you see, they all slumbered and slept. And that's what's going on a lot of times a day. It is what's going on. People are slumbering and they're sleeping when the bridegroom's about to come. He's about to come down like he said when he went away. I'm coming back. He's going to come back one day. And I tell you, we don't know the day nor the hour, but people, they get relaxed, they get settled, they get sunk into their sins, and they get to be slumbering and sleeping, but yet they don't know how late it is. And it's midnight, and the bridegroom is coming. The cry is being made, and it says, go you out to meet him. And the five foolish virgins, they were unwise, you see, and they did not have preparations. They didn't they weren't born again. They didn't have the Spirit of God in them. They didn't have the oil of God in their life. They was not prepared to leave this world. But I tell you, ready or not, here the Lord comes one day. I tell you, he's coming. And I tell you, he's going to come more earlier than you think. You may think you have time. And these 10 virgins thought they had time. You see, they were probably young. And I tell you, a lot of people today, they're young. They think, well, I've got time. I've got time. I'm going to wait till I get 50. But I tell you, you may not make 50. I tell you, the Lord may come today. He may come tomorrow. You may not make 20. You may not make 25 years old. I tell you, but I tell you, this young generation today, they're void of understanding because there's not much real preaching behind the pulpit, and there's not much real truth being, around the home. I tell you, if you go to church to get the gospel, you get the truth, and you're supposed to put it upon the doorpost of your home. But I tell you, there's not much truth. I tell you, people don't know the truth. But I tell you, you got to receive the truth when you do hear it, and you're hearing it today. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the Word of God. Jesus said, "Receive ye the engrafted word with meekness, which is alone is able to save your soul." And the Lord's got His preachers. God's got His servants that He sends out to preach the gospel. And I'm preaching the gospel today. Don't be a foolish person. Be a wise person. Make preparation. That's what this life is all about, making preparations to die. And I tell you, it's more later than you may think. The Lord's going to come. Or you may lose your life today. You may not be here tomorrow. The rapture may take place. The catching away of the church may take place. Or the death angel may come for you. You got to be prepared to meet the bridegroom. He's coming. You got to have oil, the Holy Spirit, in your vessel, in your lamp. And the way to get that is call on Jesus Christ with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Repent of your sins. Give up yourself. Give up sin. And eat of the bread of life. And drink of the well of the living water, whereby you'll never thirst again. Be prepared to meet your Maker. And I tell you, when the Lord saves you, He'll use you. He'll use you in His service. Thank God. I tell you, He'll give you talents, like the Bible talked about right here too as well. He gave five talents to one. He gave two talents to another. And He gave one talent to another. And the one that received the five talents went and traded. And you see, he won souls. That's what it's talking about. And he gained five. He gained five. I mean, he exercised what the Lord gave him. And we all don't have the same gifts or talents, but the Lord's give you something if you're saved. And He wants us to go out there and exercise it and not to bury it. The Bible talked about this one foolish person. He went and buried the Lord's talent because he said, "Lord, I know you're a hard man and you reap where you sow not, and you so on and so forth, and you gather." And he says, "And now go and take thine with thine." And the Lord told him, "Thou foolish person." He says, "You should have put my money to the usury, that when I come, you would have gain." But he took away the one that he had and gave to the one that had the most. The Bible talked about that one that was unsaved, the foolish. He was cast into everlasting fire. And I tell you, there's a judgment. And I tell you, you got to be prepared to meet the bridegroom, because if you're not, you're going to lose your soul to the devil's hell. And the Lord didn't will you to hell. He's willed you to heaven. That's why Jesus died for you. You got to come to Jesus. Come to the cross where Jesus was crucified, spiritually speaking. Talk to Him out of your heart. Don't repeat a prayer after some preacher. Repent fully out of your own heart, and the Lord will put His Spirit in you, the oil of life in you. See my time gone. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.